Taking a look first at your news for today. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy has issued a renewed hazardous waste management facility operating license to Wayne Disposal Incorporated following a comprehensive regulatory review and public comment process. The license authorizes WDI to store hazardous waste in containers, expand the disposal capacity of its landfill, and continue disposing of hazardous waste, certain radiological materials, and PCBs at the North Interstate Service Drive in Belleville, Michigan, which is subject to updated and strengthened conditions designed to protect the surrounding community and the environment. And another news for today. A minor two-vehicle collision occurred on East Woodworth Street at North Heisterman Street after a pickup truck backed into a car that had originally stopped behind it, according to a police narrative. Vehicle 1, described as a pickup truck driven by a 69-year-old man from Bad Axe, was traveling eastward on East Woodworth and then stopped in the roadway before beginning to back up towards a parking lot driveway. Vehicle number 2, driven by a 42-year-old woman from Minden, had pulled in behind the truck and then stopped on the street when the truck began to go in reverse. The male driver told police he had missed the driveway entrance and was backing up to use the lot, while the female driver reported she saw the truck's reverse lights and the vehicle moving towards her, even though there is no stop sign at that corner. The backing up truck struck the front bumper and grill of the car. However, no damage was reported to the pickup and no injuries were reported. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at further news right after this.
Wherever there's a need in our communities, there's a united way. Improving lives so everyone can thrive. Where more people can gain access to healthcare and nutritious food for their tables. Where more community members can benefit from financial education and get connected to local resources for housing support. And where children are given more chances to reach their full potential. Community is where we find our strength and where we share our hope. United is the way. Visit unitedway.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news. In Huron County District Court, the judge had granted a defense attorney's request to withdraw from a sentencing hearing for Andrew Thomas Wilbur, citing a breakdown in the attorney-client relationship. Wilbur, facing sentencing in case numbers 24-484SM and 25-347SM, accused his attorney of declining to remove jurors, advising him against testifying, and even claiming he was made to lie under oath. The court appointed another attorney to ensure Wilbur has representation. However, Wilbur plans to hire his own lawyer, stating he trusts no one in the county. Sentencing had been adjourned to February the 12th, with the court emphasizing the need for Wilbur to secure his own counsel, but Wilbur made sure that he could not use the court-appointed attorney, secure his own attorney, or defend himself, and the judge confirmed this with him before closing the court session. And in other news for today, Austin Robert James Smith has pled guilty to reckless driving and Bad Axe, stemming from an incident where he intentionally stopped his vehicle multiple times in front of another driver, Ethan Reese, obstructing the roadway. Smith received no jail time but was ordered to pay $225 in fines and complete a Thinking Matters program. The court noted the incident was part of an ongoing conflict between Smith and Reese. All requirements must be met before March the 31st of 2026. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Thursday, January the 29th of 2026. Delphine Louise Wushlager, age 82, of Caseville, passed away on January the 17th of 2026. Funeral services for Delphine Louise Wushlager will be held on Saturday, January the 31st at 10 a.m. at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish, St. Roger Catholic Church of Caseville. The family will be present to receive visitors on Saturday from 9 a.m. until the time of her service. Burial will take place privately at the St. John Catholic Cemetery of Ubley. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memory thoughts and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.